Hello and welcome to Catholic Elements, a production of the Catholic Laboratory, a podcast about the Catholic faith and science. My name is Ian Maxfield, and in these short presentations I'd like to share with you some of the names and events associated with the Catholic faith that made their mark this week in the great history of science. These people are the essential elements of the Catholic Church's incredible contribution to the sciences. Today, March the 8th, is International Women's Day, a day to celebrate achievement and equality. The Catholic Church is often accused of showing inequality towards women, a claim that when investigated is left unfounded. And when it comes to science, for example, it is the Church that led the way, a very early example being Trotula of Salerno, who lived during the 11th and 12th century. She was an instructor at the Medical School of Salerno and pioneer in women's gynecological health and obstetrics. Trotula wrote medical books meant to instruct male doctors regarding the medical care of women. Laura Bassi, who died in 1778, was an Italian scientist, the first woman to officially teach at a university in Europe. She was encouraged by Cardinal and future Pope Prospero Lambertini to seek an academic post. At the age of just 21, she was appointed Professor of Anatomy at the University of Bologna. Maria Agnesi, who died in 1799, was a mathematician who is credited with writing the first book discussing both differential and integral calculus. Sister Xavier Herbert was an Ursuline nun and first woman pharmacist in America. Sister Mary Keller, who died in 1985, was a Sister of Mercy nun who was the first American woman to earn a PhD in computer science. Sister Miriam Stimson was a professor of chemistry who developed a chemical method affirming the structure of DNA bases and its double helix. In 1953, she became the first woman since Marie Curie to lecture in science at the Sorbonne in Paris. Dorothy Garrett, an archaeologist who was the first woman to hold an Oxbridge chair, died in 1968. Sister Mary Pulcheria, who designed a prototype for a low-cost infant incubator, later modified and marketed commercially. Sister Mary Celine Fassenmayer, who was a mathematician noted for her work on hypergeometric functions and linear algebra, died in 1996. Noella Marcellino was a Benedictine nun with a PhD in microbiology whose work concentrates on the positive effects of decay and putrefaction as well as the odours and flavours of cheese. She was the subject of a PBS documentary called The Cheese Nun. If you like this Catholic Elements presentation and would like to know more about the Catholic Church and its contribution to the sciences, please visit the Catholic Laboratory. We're on the web at catholiclab.net. You can also like our Facebook fan page or follow us on Twitter. And of course, you can listen to the podcast. Details of how you can bond with us are available from the website.